Coming up next is the Professor James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. Now on shortwave, WWCR, frequency 5.070 at 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, and also on Reality Radio Network Internet at www.realityradionetwork.com on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. And now, once again, here's your host, the Professor.
Good evening, March 1st, 2007, and tonight I will be announcing the release of the book. It's going to be Monday night, March 5th, on Coast to Coast AM with host George Norrie. So, very exciting for me. I hope everybody will be listening. And of course, all of my books in the past I have released on the Coast to Coast show. And then after that, there's just a flurry of other shows that follow that pick up on the topic and the book topic. And as I said before, this book is taking a totally new direction, something that I guarantee you, you've never seen before. And some people, professionals, I'm sure many, in fact, I know many professionals have thought about this topic. So the topic itself is not new, but what I've done with it is brand new. So I'm going to talk tonight, and by the way, I do not release titles or topics before the show comes out. The first you'll hear the title and topic will be Monday night. So there's only a few people on the planet who have a clue what's going on, and don't try and contact anybody at Coast to Coast because they're simply not going to tell you anything more than what's posted on the Coast to Coast webpage. So once again, Monday night, March 5th, that's the Monday night Coast to Coast AM show, host George Norrie. I'll be releasing my new book and DVD. Now, I'll talk about all of this tonight in detail. So, very exciting for me. A lot of work has gone into this in the background. A lot more of a different type of background work than my other book releases. By the way, this is the fourth major book, and if you include the Surviving Planet X Passage pamphlet, this is the fifth release and of the major books, and of course my publications go back to the late 1970s, some of these based on publications in peer-reviewed journals in the astrophysics journals. So very interesting, and it's going to be interesting to see. For example, I'm going to give you a little hint. What do galaxies and snowflakes have in common? I like to throw these little pieces out there for the public to gnaw on, just to arouse interest. But Monday night, you will hear what galaxies and snowflakes have in common. Very interesting. So I'll be talking more about this as this show proceeds. I'm not going to include any other topics in tonight's show. I just want to concentrate on getting you ready for this book release. I am creating a new web page, which will be linked from my current web page. This book was so different that it actually required its own web page. So there's going to be a new web page that's linked from my web page. You could consider it almost like a sub page, but due to the complexities of this book, which I'll get into, it did require getting its very own web page. So that'll be released Monday night. And be ready, if you're listening on your computer, I'll link up to this page probably, right as the Coast to Coast show is starting, or as, well, I can't release it before, but, because I want, this is part of the mystique of releasing these books on Coast to Coast is, the host he's the first one that gets to announce it, and that's somewhat of a thank you to the Coast to Coast staff and George for all of the wonderful support they've given me over the years. And of course, not to mention a guy named Art Bell for starting all of that and getting it to where it is today. A lot of people still call it the Art Bell Show, or they refer to it as the old Art Bell Show, you know. So once again, my hat's off to those people for everything they've done. That's the other side of this book release, is what a tremendous venue to be able to take on this tremendous new topic and get it to the public with a show like that. That's just incredible all in itself. Now, something has happened, and this is right now, I'm speaking March 1st. Something very unusual has happened with regard to this book release. Now, to date, right now, there is a link up on my webpage to purchase the book, and there won't be a title. It'll just say New Book DVD, and I really have to laugh. This is interesting, but people started mailing in money to the mail order address. They didn't know exactly what the price was, and they would just send in a check or money order, not cash. Please don't send cash, but people would send in a money order or check and write it for more than what they thought. I think I've mentioned on the air before it would be priced at $19.95 originally. That's the initial price, and that'll last for about a week to allow those mail order fans to get their mail orders in, and after that it's going to go up to the regular retail price of $24.95 for the book DVD set. So the initial release price, but anyway, here's the what is comical. People have started to order to try and get their order in because they know these books sell out relatively quickly. Every book I've introduced so far on this venue has sold out the first night, and then we're scrambling to try and this time I'm better prepared, I should say that. We've overprinted what we've had in the past and prepared for a larger stock for the book release. But this one has a much larger audience, as you will find. It has an audience that includes a large professional audience out around the world, a worldwide professional audience of scientists and other professional engineers, etc. So this is going to have, what I would say is a much bigger audience. I wouldn't say wider, because my other books have sold to everybody from little kids to grandmas and grandpas and everybody in between. They love those books. And I get the feedback all the time in the mail that people have had the curtain lifted, the everything that they thought in the past just didn't make sense. And so what my books have done is lifted that veil and made everything make sense. And that's what this book will do also. But back to the story about the mail order, the people mailing in, trying to get orders in some fashion, has forced me to put a link up on my webpage to sell the book before the release. So right now you can purchase the book. It's $19.95. That includes shipping, and so it's the book DVD, $19.95. There's a link on my homepage, and if you want to use mail order, that's fine. I totally support it. But if you can at all use a credit card and order online, that would help a lot, because we're just getting flooded with mail order orders, and that was a surprise to me. People were just sending in whatever they thought. They're saying, if this is not enough, tell me and I'll send more. I just want this new book. So that is I consider it an honor and just an indication of the fans that I have out there and how interested they just know whatever comes out in this book, they want it. So to me, I have to laugh, but also I'm kind of shocked, but pleasantly shocked, let's put it that way. So there is an order link up on my webpage, the jmcanniescience.com webpage. If you want to go use the abbreviated link, it's JMCC, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, I as in Indigo, jmccsci.com. That's the abbreviated form that'll get you also to my webpage. Okay, so I'm going to go on now and start talking about the book itself, just some details. As I said, I won't release the title or topic, but I'm going to give you some background. And by the way, if you're not familiar with the Coast to Coast AM radio show, it has at least 500 affiliate stations, AM and FM stations across the United States. And go to, here's the easiest way to find it. Just type in the, in a Google search, type in the word Nori, N-O-O-R-Y. Type that in the Google search, hit return, and up will the very top listing will be the Coast to Coast link. Go there, and on their page, they have a link that will tell you all the radio stations in the world, or in the United States, I should say, that cover the, that air the show and what time. So if you're in a certain state, click on that state and it'll tell you all the active radio stations broadcasting the Coast to Coast AM radio show. And it's extensive. There are, of course, I won't make an estimate, but I know in the past we've had on one of my book releases, there was an estimate of 40 million people listening. So there's a few people out there, and that's a pretty big classroom. Thank you, everybody out there. It just amazes me, but I'm very happy about that. So once again, go to Google, type in Nori, N-O-O-R-Y, hit return, and the very top listing will get you to the Coast to Coast page where you can click on your state. There's a link there. Just look around for it, and it'll tell you where, which radio stations in your area air the Coast to Coast radio show. To the next topic. As I said, this book release is for professionals, and when you see what the title is, you're going to understand where there's going to be a lot of professional scientists very interested in this topic and what I've done with it. Now, the topic itself is extremely old. And that's part of the intrigue of this book also. It goes back to the ancients, I will just put it that way. And, of course, a lot of the other work that I've done, the Atlantis to Tesla book, the Colburn Connection, the Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes brings in ancient science and ancient information brought, handed down to us through the ages. And the weather book also expands, for example, on Tesla. So I like to go back into the deep, dark past and bring it forward so it really connects, as they say, connects the dots. So this book does that too, but in a totally, totally new direction, a totally new topic. And this brings up a point about my past. Now, a lot of people know about my past dealing with the electrical nature of the universe and my work that goes back to when I taught at Cornell University, and I have an extensive teaching background where I've taught in universities, much of this out of the country, out of the United States. And there's a reason in the past why I've not released this information about myself, because if there's a whole group of people who are paid disinformation people who go out and try to dig up anything they can, destroy records, whatever they can do to try and limit my success. For example, when a lot of my public life started to come out and I became more and more popular, there were people who actually tried to go into Cornell University and destroy the records of my being there. But what was comical is so many people knew me there, so many students and faculty, every faculty member at Cornell knew me personally when I was there. And just let me give you an example. When I left the second time after the space department group and physics group came over to try and get me out of the mathematics department because I was still publishing in the astrophysics journals, I went around and talked with every professor at Cornell University my last couple of months there. And did I get some interesting reactions? So they all knew me. Some of them hated me intensely, and there were other ones who stood up and shook my hand and said, I couldn't do what you're doing because I would be fired, but I praise what you're doing, you know, and the fact that you will stand up against this group of pompous, arrogant people who think they're next to God in the astronomy department at Cornell and the physics department, and stand up to them and basically tell them off in public. And so, believe me, everybody at Cornell knew me. A lot of the student body knew me personally, and I was quite a popular teacher there. So, and by the way, there's this issue of professor, the teaching I did, much of it was out of the country. And there again, some of those contacts I'm not going to reveal because I still use them. And I don't want, here's the other thing that happens. If I release a name on a radio show, for example, or if I give out a piece of contact information, two things happen. First of all, the government disinformation clowns run out there immediately and start harassing them, trying to break any contact with good people that I have to try and ruin my success. The second thing that happens is all of the internet nutcases out there, and you know who they are, the ones that copy my work and pretend they're the pretend internet scientists, we call them, the wannabes. They also start to contact these people, and then it just becomes a big mess. So I'm very careful about releasing information about my past and a lot of specifics. But part of my past that you have never heard about is going to come out with this book release. And so I think you're going to be very interested in finding this out, where I've spent part of my life and what I've done. And it's very much an essential part of this new book coming out. So that will be interesting. But as I said, I do not pre-announce topics or titles. And anyway, let me start talking about some of the background to this. And by the way, just a quick note, if you do use mail order, feel free to continue to use mail order. I was just, by putting the link to order with credit cards on my homepage, I was just trying to eliminate the people who would normally use credit cards but were using mail order, because it was kind of becoming, there was a lot, excuse me, a lot of people ordering. But if you do use mail order, especially the shortwave listeners, here's what you can do. Just send, I would say $20, $19.95 basically, to JMCC P.O. Box 58, that's JMCC P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota 55392. And I'll give that out again. Send $20, check or money order, and $19.95 to be specific. That includes shipping. And for the first week, that will be good. After about the first week, after March 5th, the price will go up to $24.95. But I want the mail order customers, fans, to get in on that new low price. And just say new book DVD if you're ordering and you haven't heard the title yet. Just say new book DVD, and we'll know what you're going to be put on the list. And by the way, here's another thing. If you remember, maybe around the New Year's, that time frame, I found a box of the first printing of the weather book. I found 56 of them in a box, and we're going like, what do we do with these, you know? And so I had the idea to help with some of the production costs of the new book, and I said, why don't I put out a deal, which I did. I posted it on my webpage for the first edition signed of the first printing of the weather book, Principia Meteorologia, and which, you know, in a sense I consider kind of a collector's item, because that's been through multiple printings, of course, since then, just like all my books. I think the Planet X Comets and Earth Changes book is probably in its 10th printing already, just flying through those. And we just went through another printing of the Surviving Planet X Passage pamphlet. Interesting, very interesting, the amount of interest in these books. But anyway, So the deal was the first one of these one of the 56 copies of the weather book and guaranteed first out of the new book when it was released, both of those signed. And the other day I sat down and signed all of those and dated them. So those will be going out to all of those 56 people. Actually less than 56 because some people ordered a couple sets of those. And so those will be going out Tuesday morning, bright and early. Those will be released to those wonderful people that pre-purchased without even knowing the title of the new book, but they knew they wanted it. Those will be going out Tuesday morning. First thing, those will be the first ones out of the gate. And so just once again, thank those people for helping out. That did help out with some of the production costs of this book. By the way, this book has all, and its contents, and there is a scientific paper that goes along with this, and that is in the appendix of the book. So the book is 100 pages long, approximately. I think it's in the 90s. So it's a short book, but it's very packed with information, and then it has the DVD, which adds to it. There's a paper that was originally written on this topic, which I wrote, and that went out to a very, very select group of people, scientists and other professionals, and that has already been distributed quite some time ago, and I won't say when, but that has been registered and well documented. So this book release that's coming up Monday night, March 5th, is the public release of this information. I just want to make that clear, that this information is in the inner circles in the professional world has already been released and established. So, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. This book takes a totally new direction, as I said, and that reveals an interesting part of my past that you've never heard about before, a part of my past that has consumed probably one half of my professional career, probably half of it, I'd say about 10 years teaching at the university level, and then 10 years, literally 20 years working in another branch of scientific engineering, and that will all come out in this book. So you'll see that part of my past, and the book takes a totally new direction and brings in some other fields that are related. As I said, now I have a paper published on galaxies, published in the peer-reviewed journals in 1980 when I was at Cornell. And as I said, what do galaxies and snowflakes have in common? Very interesting. Well, you'll find that out in a lot more relationships between scientific topics that you possibly didn't think were related. Now you will find out those relationships on Monday night. Remember the January 11th, 2007 show. If you haven't heard the archive of that show, or if you haven't, if you didn't listen to it live or haven't listened to the archive, make sure you, in fact, listen to that show, January 11th, 2007, my weekly radio show, the James McCanney Science Hour. And, of course, that is posted on my webpage. Just scroll down to the bottom of the main page. Click on the show archive link, and it'll take you and go down to January 11th show and listen to it, because that's on the topic of repeatability. And in fact, that show was designed to predate this book release. Very specifically, I did that show totally on the topic of repeatability, and it's so central to the topic of this book, of the new book and DVD, that I actually took that radio show and put it on the DVD at the very end. So the DVD has a 3-hour lecture, so it's rather extensive. And then it has the January 11th, 2007 radio show, my radio show, this same radio show, January 11th, 07, on the topic of repeatability, something that has been lost in science and a very important topic. Imagine if you had been taught many topics and you had a view of the world and there were some pieces missing. And so the pieces that were missing gave you a very somewhat distorted view of the world. It would be like a warped mirror with some pieces out of it. And this is the view you have had up to this point. Imagine that. All of a sudden, the mirror gets straightened out and that piece of the mirror gets placed right where it's supposed to be. So now you have a complete flat mirror to view yourself. Just imagine how different things would look with that new mirror. And you would be able to look into it and see yourself and how different your view of yourself would be. Well, that's what's going to happen with this book release. Imagine science and ancient history and many other topics that you have come to work with every day. And by the way, this will affect your everyday life far more than you can imagine. For example, this will affect internet usage. It will affect commerce. It'll affect just about everything you do in modern life. Everything from picking up a snowflake to making a banking transaction. This will affect it. It will affect a topic called encryption. And when I was writing up the release set of topics to be posted on Coast to Coast, we went back and forth on exactly how to state this so that we'd give an overview of what the topics were, but would not give out the topic itself or the book title. So at any rate, just imagine, as I said, yourself sitting there looking into a mirror, trying to see yourself, but the mirror is warped and has pieces missing, and all of a sudden, someone comes along and straightens out the mirror and puts in the missing pieces of the mirror. Imagine what you're going to think. And then now imagine going back and looking at history and looking at science and looking at engineering. And this is where the professionals come in. They're going to understand that a giant piece of engineering and science has been missing. And this is why a lot of professionals are going to be extremely interested in this topic and somewhat surprised. The other thing they're going to be surprised about is the simplicity. And that is something I also like to talk about and deal with in my science, because you're going to find out that this topic is something that a third grader could fully understand. This is something I've learned in my life as a scientist, as an engineer, working in corporations, doing all the work that I've done in my life, whether it's in a university or what other settings. People repeat things, and I want you to take a close look at this too, just in your life, at your job, or with your relationships with other people. People repeat things many times without thinking about them. A guy named Lyndon Johnson, who became president, of course, after Kennedy was murdered, he had a statement, and he was kind of a blustery old, whether you liked him or not, I particularly did not like him, but be that as it may, he had a statement that was very true. He said, you repeat something enough time, and then other people start repeating it, and everybody thinks it's true. So it doesn't matter what it is, just start repeating it, and everybody, like global warming. Gee, that's a perfect example where everybody starts repeating it, not knowing the subtleties or the intricacies, and not knowing that it's a political football, for example. So I'm not going to get into other political issues or global warming, but that's a giant political mess right now, and there's a great division in science as to whether it even exists or whether it's the main factor controlling our weather. And of course, my weather book goes into a lot of detail on that. But this new book takes on a totally new direction, as I said, and very much, in a sense, unrelated directly to the previous books. But the point is that imagine science and the engineering world repeating something and assuming something over and over and over again, and that assumption was completely wrong. And it was so subtle that nobody noticed it. And this actually goes all the way back to ancient history, back to the ancients. The ancients knew about these dilemmas, but they made some certain assumptions, and those assumptions have carried all the way up to modern life, giving us that distorted image of life and the world we live in, and also the pieces missing. The pieces missing warp mirror syndrome, I should call it. But at any rate, modern scientists are going to look at this, and I know there's going to be a lot of foreheads that get hit with the palm of their hand. You know how you do, you go, oh my goodness, and you hit yourself in the top of the forehead with your hand, and you go, I can't believe this, and you're going to look at it. And then, not only that, you're going to start seeing the implications. And this is where, as I said before, and I've talked about this book release before, and when the public first hears the topic and the title of the book, they're going to go, huh? And you're going to, you know, I've been waiting for this. That's going to be your first reaction. So I'm just preparing you for that. But then you're going to start to see the implications of this, how it affects you, how it affects science, how it affects history, how it affects all the information that's been passed up to us from the ancients. And all of a sudden, you're going to start to see how important what I've done will turn out to be, how important it is and how central it is to literally everything you do today. And that's the part that we're going to probably Monday night on Coast to Coast, we're going to spend the main part of the show talking about the implications of this topic relative to you and relative to science, relative to history. Because once you start seeing the importance of this particular topic, you're going to realize that it is central to almost everything you do, and that the past, everything you thought, was seen through a distorted mirror with pieces missing. I'm going to go on to a new topic now, dealing with copyrights, patents, and trademarks. Now, part of the delay in getting this book out and DVD and the information and releasing the original paper, that, as I said, that was written a long time ago and released to very select people. And that, by the way, is all private information. That won't be revealed. That's still working in the background. But the topic of copyrights, trademarks, and patents was an issue that had to be dealt with this book. That is one reason why there's a separate web page, because there has to be a place to go dealing with these topics, because the legal work and those issues dealing with patents, copyrights, and trademarks, and this material does have quite a bit of extensive work in those areas for many reasons, because this is a technical paper. It has applications in industry and in other other applications. It's actually listed as an invention, the root material. And so there are trademarks on terms. So you're not going to find the usual set of copycat activity going on with this topic. The people who claim that, you know, you've got two groups of people. You got the internet nutcases, and then you've got the government scientists who are all eager to try and take credit for my work. And then you have included in this, you have corporations, large corporations and other entities. I'll just put it that way. You'll find out who they are on Monday night. But there are all of these groups who are going to be greatly affected by the release of this information. So the patents, trademarks, and copyrights work had to go on in the background. So apologize for the delay in releasing this book, but when you see it, you're going to realize that, in fact, all of this material had to be taken care of before the release of the book. So that's one of the reasons why there's a separate web page. That page will be linked up to my page Monday night as the book is released, and that will be the place to go for further information on this. And 99% of the people out there, this is not an issue. They're just going to be interested in it. But it's that 1% of the people, or 0.1% of the people, that the copyright, trademark, and patent issues have been securely put in place before the release of the book. So that's a very important topic. And for, and as I say, a lot of people won't care. It doesn't affect them. But as I said, there are groups, industries, companies, corporations, universities, professionals in universities, and across the board, all of those entities and groups out there that follow my work, and some of them that this will be somewhat new to them, all of the public releases, etc. This is the patent, trademark, copyright issue is a huge issue with this book, and you'll find out why when you hear the titles released. So at any rate, just wanted to make a quick mention of that. This is there's been a tremendous amount of work and background work done with that. Okay, about ancient science. Now, this topic bridges ancient information and coming up to the most modern, everything from the modern science and supercomputing, the techniques that have been used to delve into some of the deepest secrets of nature, from the subatomic world up to just about everything we do today, including up to the structure of galaxies. It has ramifications. As I said, what does a snowflake and a galaxy have in common? You know, a myriad of topics that run from subatomic physics up to supercomputing, the use of supercomputers to calculate conditions in the subatomic world. But the basic premise is not strictly dealing in physics. You're going to find out that this is a very interesting topic, something that has come through to us from the ancients, but has affected us, and as I said, because we're looking into that distorted mirror. Once again, for people who are just joining us on this show, March 1st, 2007, I'm releasing the show information. The release of the new book will be March 5th, Coast to Coast AM, with host George Norrie. And that will be, if you're not familiar with that show, especially people out in shortwave land, go to the Coast to Coast website, which the easiest way to find it, or look in the listings of your local radio stations, because typically, no matter where you are, there is a radio station that broadcasts, or you can also hear it on the internet. I believe you have to sign up for Coast to Coast streaming on the internet. There's should be an AM or an FM station in your area that carries this show all across the United States. So, and if you're not sure, if you can go on the internet, go to Coast to Coast AM radio, the website. And the easiest way to find that is do a Google search on the word Norrie, N-O-O-R-Y, two O's, N-O-O-R-Y, that's George Norrie's last name. Just do a search on Norrie, N-O-O-R-Y, on Google. The very top listing will get you to the Coast to Coast AM webpage, and then there is a link there that will get you to, this can search for all of the affiliate radio stations. And you click on your state, it'll tell you all the radio stations in your state that air this wonderful radio show. And so my show, I'm the main guest Monday night, and so that will be a 3-hour show, and that will be the release of this book. And then, of course, afterwards, there will be a flurry of radio shows that I'll do interviews all around the world, And next week, of course, on this show, I'll be talking about that book release. I'll be very specific about the book and the title and the topics and going into great detail on the book next week. So at any rate, on to the next topic, the implications of this book. I want to talk about that for just a couple minutes, because this book goes into, it's a very simple topic, somewhat of an elegant solution that I came up with, and it affects so many scientific topics. And this is, as I said, not to be redundant, but the scientific world is going to have a great wake-up call when this book comes out. The world of commerce and in the internet world, just about everything that you touch in your daily life is going to be affected by the release of this information. And you're going to find out why. That's what will probably astound most scientists and mathematicians. Not only has this information and certain scientific techniques been let's say, undiscovered for the time since the ancients, but our assumptions about how the world works have been somewhat incomplete. So the implication in every field, from subatomic physics up to macroscopic universe, including topics like genetics, very large set of implications for biology, genetics, chemistry, the way molecules are put together, just a whole laundry list of topics that are affected by the discoveries that come out in this book. There will be many fundamental links to basic science and basic engineering. And as I said, the public's first reaction will be something like, huh? But then when you start to put the pieces together, that's where the really interesting part of this will come out. I think the initial shock of the discovery itself, the discovery work and understanding it. And part of the difficulty for me was, first of all, once I made the discovery and, you know, things in my mind work a certain way, but I had to put it into terms that other scientists would be able to understand. So that was the first effort. That took quite a while. In fact, I worked, when this first broke, first made the discovery and it first broke, I worked daily, long days, for 6 weeks in a row, trying to mold this into a format that would be palatable to the scientific world, because I'm very familiar with it. I know how they think. I know the kind of extensive questioning that they would have once they saw this. So I had to pre-examine all of these factors when I sat down to write the initial release of the technical paper on this, which as I said, was released quite a long time ago to a very select group of people in industry and universities and locations like that. So it was very important in how this information was released. My second challenge was to put it in the form that the public could understand. And so that was the second challenge. So, as you know, scientists talk in a language that even in many specialized fields, only they understand. And the actual field that this would be classified in is one of the most esoteric and with the smallest group of scientists and university professors in the world. It's one of the most esoteric topics that you could imagine. So for me to take this and put it into language that your average person on the street could understand, including all the way down to third or fourth graders, that was another challenge. But that's something that I've been rather capable in doing throughout my career, and that's what has made me successful. That's what has made me reach out to the public, and that's why I have so many listeners to this radio show and when I go on the air, because I can talk in terms that you can understand. I can take complex topics and I can boil them down and then make you understand what's really going on a, in the, there will be people who have PhDs, highly technical people, as well as grandmas and grandpas and the average guy on the street. I have people who are, you know, blue-collar workers who understand what I do and the like my past books. They understand what they say and how that affects them. And that's what I'm good at. That's what I've learned how to do over my career because I've had so much extensive teaching practice. As I said, about 10 years of my career, I've spent teaching university courses, and you're going to find out the laundry list, very extensive laundry list of university teaching I've done in this book release. And as I said, that's something I haven't let out readily in the past because of the problems of the disinformation crew, the people who want to destroy my success, going out and trying to do whatever they can to diminish my contacts, the people who have worked with me, and basically just to harass them. And that's what they do. So anyway, this book release has prepared for that, and you're going to see not only my university teaching background come out, you're going to see a very big chunk of my science work come out, where I worked in other formats in corporations and in private. I've had my own companies, and this is all going to come out in this book release. So I think the public is going to be, for one reason, for just that reason alone, there's going to be a lot of people out there who are very interested in this. I know I get emails every now and then. People say, we know you have this background somewhere. We know you've been out there. We know you've been in foreign countries for a good part of your life, but we don't know much about it. And that's, I've had to keep much of that private for the reasons already stated. I've already talked about why I have had to keep much of my private life exactly that, private. So, at any rate, a lot of that will come out in the release of this book, and you're also going to find out that there's some people who have been hired on the internet simply to badmouth me and state false statements about my background. And it's items that are simply not true. I'm not going to go into detail because I wouldn't even honor them with direct mention, but all I'm going to say is if you've been to some of these websites, and by the way, they pay Google. If you search on my name, typically my website will come up first, but these other websites come up and they pay, the government actually pays Google to put these right under my name to get people to click on them to get all of this misinformation about me. Some of the sites we have found out are CIA-sponsored servers that hold this information, and we can't get at the owners of them. So a lot of this is actually protected by your friendly local federal tax dollars, trying to do whatever they can do. And I get this also. This is rather comical because I get feedback from people in NASA and people who know NASA engineers and scientists, and they very frequently will ask them, what about Jim McCanney? And those people have been told, literally, their answer has to be no comment. That's the official NASA response, or somebody working on a government contract, etc. If asked about Jim McCanney, their official response has to be no comment. They can't say they don't know about me. They can't say that they know about me and make some comments. Their response is no comment. That's what they're ordered to say. So I think that's rather comical. And so anyway, I'm not going to go into that in any more detail, but the point is that there has been a great deal of effort to try and muddy up my good name and the good work that I've done in the past. People are paid to go out and do this on the internet. So what this book release will do is clear up a lot of the muddy water on my past that has been there in the past, because of the fact that I have to keep that private. And as I said, a lot of the real details, the are still going to be withheld just so that there isn't this flurry of activity of people trying to get there and further, you know, damage my past because now they have this information. It's one of the things that the disinformation crew, actually there were a lot of people who are hired to follow me and to actually literally follow me. For example, when I went on the Harrington trip a number of years ago, I had people following me all over and I managed to give them the slip and went away and did my work. But you wouldn't have believed how many people there were following me on that trip. So just a second, I have to take a sip of water. Excuse me, losing my voice, getting a frog in my throat here. So at any rate, that's a little aside issue, something that I have to deal with on a daily basis. And just another example, my email, of course, gets infiltrated by these people, and they come in pretending that they're just the guy down the street, and they're just like you, just like me, just swell people, and trying to infiltrate in a dozen, if not more, different ways. So, unfortunately, that's created a scenario where I've had to distance myself and put layers between myself and the public. And that's unfortunate because there's so many good people out there. But that's going to change. That will change also with the release of this book. And I've got new mechanisms in place so that I can communicate with the public, the people who are real public, and eliminate these people who are paid disinformation, people trying to get into my life and ruin it. So that is that's a whole different part of this that goes on constantly in the background. So I think many of you would be surprised what it would be like to be in my shoes on a daily basis and to have this stuff coming at me all the time. No matter what I do, what I say, people trying to infiltrate that and destroy what I'm doing. For just a good example is the Atlanta or the Tesla work I've done. How some sites have taken this information and tried to distort it, trying to say that Tesla was trying to propagate energy, and that's what his Tesla Tower was all about. It's absolutely ridiculous. Just a simple question will prove that that's totally incorrect. Where did he get the energy to distribute? The only other person creating electrical energy at the time was Westinghouse, and Tesla had already signed off all of his generator technology and distribution network to Westinghouse. So, and Westinghouse wasn't going to sell Tesla any energy to distribute, so where was supposedly Tesla getting the energy to distribute with his tower if that's in fact what he was using it for? But as with any lie, one lie has to have another lie and then a bigger lie to cover that lie. So when you see the information where Tesla was trying to propagate energy with his Tesla Tower, it is just a joke. It's laughable, but you find the people that are trying to propagate this are either paid or they're little moles, little disinformation front people who don't know anything, a lot of them even secretaries or people who are just web people maintaining websites who don't know anything about science, putting this information out for the public. And so anyway, there's all kinds of things like that. So when my Tesla work hit the forefront, it was funny to see that when the Atlantis to Tesla book came out, all of a sudden, there were about 200 all of a sudden wannabe experts on Tesla. Everybody had a Tesla, you know, book or something to distribute. But that's why also this topic, I had to do a lot of preparation work on patents, copyrights, and trademarks so that this information comes out in a very different manner. You're not going to have that level of people trying to copy things. And they just won't be able to because it's a very closed topic, it's a very tight topic, a very limited topic, and it has very definite engineering and other ramifications. So you won't find that with this new release. All of the wannabes are going to be off. Well, I'd want to go into more detail, but that's an important topic just for the public to understand the level of work that went into this and the amount of detail that had to go into this to in the background. That's what I'm trying to get at, the background work that went into this book release. So that's why it was delayed and then delayed a couple more times. And I just want to say, too, I appreciate all of the people who helped in the background on the production work. I produce the material, I create it, I put everything down, but there's some amazing, wonderful people, a very tightly knit, small group of people who do they put the frosting and the polish on what I do to make it a wonderful looking, presentable end result. And so my hat's off to those people that, as I say, take my information and put the polish on it so it looks good. They don't add any information. They don't change any information. They just produce the final result that you will hold in your hand, the book and the DVD, etc. So a lot of work has gone into this release. Now, once again, I'm going to re-announce for people who may have come in late, Monday night, March 5th, Coast to Coast AM with host George Norrie, will be the release of the new book DVD. And I expect a very, very large audience listening to that show. It's going to be great. The first time you'll hear the title and topic will be on that show. As I said, we'll spend much of the show time talking about the implications of this new topic, and we'll be giving some details on the engineering results, on the technical results. So have your paper and pencil handy, and if you can, have an extra if you listen on the internet, have a separate internet link where you can go out and get to this new web page that'll be introduced that night. Because we'll be doing some actual work that you can go along with, some actual exercises. Then it'll be kind of fun. I think it'll be one of those interactive things, almost like a classroom, where you'll be sitting there with a piece of paper, and if you have a printer, that'll be handy too, because there'll be some things to print out, some educational aids, so to speak, some pages that will help you understand what's going on. But at any rate, if not, listen online, Coast to Coast AM, or as I said before, go to the Coast to Coast AM webpage. You find that by doing a Google search on the word Norrie, N-O-O-R-Y. That's George Norrie's last name. In the very top selection on the Google search will come up, and that'll be the link to the Coast to Coast AM webpage. Look on there for the affiliate, the link to affiliate stations, and then select your state. And sometimes if you're in a state but near a boundary, you'll get better reception from the adjacent state. So look around in the states around you for the various radio shows that will air this, are affiliates of Coast to Coast AM. And of course, that's broadcast out of Los Angeles, and that's the mother station in Los Angeles, but probably at least 500 affiliates around the world. And then that will be the release. And for people who want to order the book mail order, P.O. Box 58, Navarre, N-A-V-A-R-R-E, Minnesota, 55392. Send a 1995 and just say new book, DVD, and you will be on the mailing list to get these out bright and early Tuesday morning after the show release. And I am out of time here, so very exciting times. Listen this Monday night, March 5th, Coast to Coast AM, for the release of the new book, DVD. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.